AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee thinks questions about Hillary Clinton's emails could hurt her going forward.
Once this shadow of doubt has been placed, I think it's going to linger throughout a presidential campaign should she decide to run.
Huckabee has been mentioned as a possible Republican presidential candidate. He was on Fox News Sunday. Clinton used personal email during her time as Secretary of State. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, thinks Hillary Clinton needs to straighten this out, but doesn't think anything illegal happened.
As I understand it, the regulations were unclear and there's no specific law.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress should have a chance to review and vote on any nuclear deal with Iran. President Obama says if they don't get what they want from talks with Iran, the U.S. will walk away. In Selma, Alabama today at Sunday service at Brown Chapel AME Church, Martin Luther King III said on the 50th anniversary of the March on Selma, his father's fight for civil rights isn't over.
Dad wouldn't want us to idolize. He would want us to embrace his ideals of truth, freedom, justice, and equality and righteousness.
Earlier today in Selma, local officials paid tribute to the late President Lyndon Johnson for signing the Voting Rights Act in 1965. Thousands of people gathered on or around the bridge in Selma today where the clash with police happened in 1965. In Moscow today, the cameras were clicking in a courthouse where two suspects made an appearance. They're accused in the death of Russian opposition politician Boris Nemtsov. Three other people are still being detained. It's not clear if they will face charges. An 18-month-old baby survived a car crash in a frigid river in Utah after being strapped in a car seat upside down for about 14 hours. The baby's mother died. This is AP Radio News. A pretty lackluster weekend at the movies. A robot movie, Chappie, is the number one movie.
I can't shoot them. They didn't do anything to me.
How are you going to do the heist with us if you don't shoot people?
I can't do a heist. Heist is a crime. I promised.
Chappie brought in a modest $13 million in ticket sales. Last weekend's number one movie, Will Smith's Focus, dropped to number two. The second-best exotic Marigold Hotel opened in third place. The competitive part of the Iditarod starts tomorrow in Fairbanks, Alaska. There is not enough snow to race in Anchorage, but racer Didi Jonro is not worried about a lack of snow.
This is my 33rd start. I've seen lots of changes. I've seen lots of conditions, some worse than others. I don't think this will be the worst ones we've ever seen.
Anchorage has received about a third of its normal winter snowfall, so the race had to be moved north. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.